Blog Talk Radio.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
Everybody that was part of the Empire
said they decided they weren't going to go away. So the struggle between the empire and the resistance continues. Now, of course, now the empire, they have changed to be known as the First Order. They're bigger and badder than ever. And they are led by Adam Driver, who plays Kylo Ren. He is the right hand to... Sorry, people are buzzing me while I'm trying to give a review. So, yeah, so he is the right-hand man to Supreme Leader Smoke. Also under Supreme Leader Smoke is General Hux. They are there to restore order to the galaxy. Now, the rebels, they sent an agent named Poe Dameron on a mission. This mission is of vital importance, and through his mission, he comes in contact with the other heroes of this movie, John Boyega as Finn, and eventually Daisy Ridley as Rey. And through them, we do meet our old heroes, Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Princess Leia. Now, as far as the story goes, what you get in this story, the thing about Star Wars, the thing I've come to realize is that what's been done before is being done now and will be done again. When it comes to the light side and the dark, history will repeat itself. And in this particular story, you are getting a retelling of stuff we've already seen, which is not a problem because the movie's done pretty well. You get the conflict between the light and the dark. Because when anybody is good with the Force, there's that conflict between the light and the dark. Which side will win out in each person who can wield the power of the Force? And, of course, the Force isn't one of these things that only good can rule or only evil. When the Force goes out of balance, it will reassert itself to bring balance back to itself. So we've seen it before, and we're seeing it again. Now, because the Force is out of balance again, this time because of Luke Skywalker. He is MIA. And his tale, what he did, it's become legend at this point. So people are not sure if he really existed, if he did, where's he at. And everybody wants to find Luke Skywalker for their own reason. The good guys want to find him, and the bad guys want to find him. Okay? But the question is, can they find Luke Skywalker? So I was entertained by the movie. You know, I found a lot of familiar stuff that's been seen before, and I think it was done well in this particular movie too. Like it's been done well before and been done bad before, because like I said, things repeat themselves. You know, when the older cast comes on, you do get some of what made them who they were, and then when the new cast comes on, see, it leaves you excited that they're passing the baton onto these new characters. I will say, the bad guys, they weren't developed much, but I'm quite sure we'll get more development with the continuing movies, so long as they don't repeat every story we've already seen. Okay, now that they've reestablished this story, let's make a turn and go into a different direction as to how it would play out. That's what we'll find out in a few years. But if you're a Star Wars fan, it gives you everything you want. So I give this a full price. I enjoyed it. Now, it may not make everyone happy, but, you know, I was entertained, you know, watching each character go through a personal journey of the new characters. You see, the old characters, of course, they're already established, so you don't need much out of them except to be there to give us a familiar look and then pass the torch on to our three new characters. And, you know, you find out how each piece of the of these new characters fit in. So I hope I didn't spoil anything too much for you. So I think I should just end this here and call it a day. I enjoyed the movie enough to give it a full price. And normally I would tell you more of the plot, but I'm assuming that most people don't want to hear the plot. So, but, you know, and I've already started formulating theories as to certain things that will be coming down the line in future movies. Now, whether that turns out to be true or not, I don't know. Normally, I would not do such a thing. But this time, yes. I'm speculating things, and we'll see how it plays out. So, Star Wars Chapter 7, The Force Awakens. Definitely worth seeing as a Star Wars fan. And I think a lot of you will go back and see this over and over again. And if you can see it in IMAX, that's definitely how you want to see it. You know, when the Millennium Falcon comes on the screen, you know, it gives you a good feeling. When Han and Chewie shows up for the first time again, you feel good. And of course, you know, will the good guys win? Will the bad guys win? And how will the Force control everyone? Because that's what it's all about. The Force. It's all the Force is the star, as always, you know. And it has to be. There has to be a balance in the Force. Okay. There's no. The Force doesn't feel that the light side is better or the dark side is better. It's just a force. Okay. If you keep it watered with balance, it'll do well for you. Okay. And you get the tragedy. You get the heartache. You get the joy out of this. The emotions will come back. So, that's all, people. I'm glad I could record this. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe you might want to. Maybe I said too much. I hope I did not. But until next time, I'll talk to you later. Peace.